This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So today, a very common question that people ask, and that is the aspect of concentration in salah and prayer. While the reality is that قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, that sincerity and humility should be in prayer. A person, the narration is in Tirmidhi, he was playing with his beard or he was playing with something of his body. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ خَشَعَ قَلْبُ هَذَا لَخَشَعَ جَوَارِحُهُ, that if this person's heart had focus on the Almighty and he was cognizant, he was aware with who he was conversing and communicating, then there would be absolute calmness and serenity and his organs and limbs would be motionless. But suffice to say that if a person is thinking of halal in prayer, that itself in today's time is some achievement, because Allah forbid we orchestrate, we plan, we calculate to usurp, to devour, to steal, to do wrong things in prayer. I was flying to North America, more specifically to Canada, and part of the onboard entertainment, they have the kitab of Imam Ghazali, Ayyuhal Walad, in audio form. And this got me thinking. And I said to myself, a man who existed centuries ago, who compiled something in some corner, but what was the level of sincerity of this individual, that what he authored in a simple, private, discreet environment, if it had to be told to him, oh Ghazali, a time would come that your book would be read and rehearsed and understood at an altitude of 12 kilometers height from the ground, 40,000 feet, way above the clouds in some space of the atmosphere, what would the imam say and how could it be possible at that time? But surely this was a reflection of his sincerity. And anyway, this particular quotation that I came across in his book, in which he says that, Ayyuhal Walad, O my son, O my devout disciple, if your knowledge will not prevent you from the forbidden today, then don't expect it to prevent you from the punishment tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. And the same way I say, if our prayer cannot keep us away from forbidden while we're praying, hello, how do we expect that prayer to save us from wrong when we're outside? Let's be real. Let's be candid. Let's be honest with ourselves that while I'm engaged in prayer, at that time I am fantasizing wrong. My thoughts are strained. And again, if we look into the hadith and the teachings of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then often this results as a lack of us not being particular about our wudu. When we're negligent in the manner in which we do wudu, or we relieve ourselves, or the impurity, or other related things, then this immediately impacts on us. It has ripple effects. So one of the key things we need to get correct in our lives is salah. And what does the Quran say? وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ, and establish prayer for my remembrance. Jesus, peace be upon him, the great prophet Isa alayhi salam, when he spoke in his childhood and he spoke in his infancy, it was a miracle enough for him to speak. Let's be honest and real. I mean, he's speaking as a child. You don't need a greater miracle. But again, look at Jesus, peace be upon him, when he said, Inni Abdullah, I am the servant of Allah. Atani al-kitab, Allah has given me the book. Waj'alani nabiyya, and Allah has made me a prophet. Wa awsani bis-salati waz-zakah, and Allah has ordained prayer upon me. So prayer is something that's mandatory upon us, and Allah has fixed it with time. And again, we need to know that time is of essence in our life. So we need to endeavor to bring concentration, motivation, focus in our prayer. When we would have that in our prayer, that is the time we would see the essence of that prayer. And I say to people, and I ask the Almighty to give me this, and from time to time, probably we all had it at some moment, but may Allah increase that, that sometimes you drop in sujood and you drop in prostration and you are just riveted to the ground and there's a magnetic feeling and you just cannot raise your head. You know, a person is watching a particular movie, he wants to stop and he cannot stop. He's watching a game, he wants to end but he cannot end. He's engrossed in a particular video and he cannot terminate. And these are things of this world. The real pleasure, the wholesome pleasure, the spiritual pleasure is when we're in prayer. And a brother told me a good thing. He said, the mourning is mourning time. The Muslims have to mourn. Like you lose someone, you mourn. We mourn, why? Because at the mourning, we are in prostrate cancer. That is, we don't prostrate. We ask Allah to make us amongst those who can prostrate. There was a good friend of mine in California. I stayed at his house. And this left an indelible impression in my heart. He had to go for an operation and there was a 50% chance of recovery and 50% he wouldn't recover. But the chances were if he didn't recover, it would deny him prostration. And he opted not to have the surgery done and he walked with crutches and with the aid of some support so that he cannot be denied the pleasure of prostrating. And I said, this is so amazing. This is so beautiful that a believer knows, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ, the closest a person is. In fact, I must share with the viewers something amazing. We were in Albania, and we went to a particular place. And this thing just makes me tear when I think of it and whenever I speak of it. And it was not too long ago. And be it as it may, we went to an orphanage, and there was, young orphans that had gathered there. And each one then, narrated their tale. And subhanAllah, there was this young girl in her teens, fresh into life, just exploring life, but had to contend with so many glitches and hiccups. And she then spoke about her journey to Islam. And in that, there wasn't a dry eye in those that were present when she said that my greatest moment is when I put my head down in prostration. And that's what I call out to the youth, and I appeal to the youth, and I wish and I hope and I pray. May Allah make us amongst those who are described in the Quran as those who possess khushu in their prayers, sincere and focused, inshallah.